Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Stack. I'm Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We get a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this. We only get you for a brief period of time each and every day. Why? Because it's all about radio on the go, and you are going somewhere. So, you know what the drill is? I mean, you know, you're getting the kids off to school, you're getting the spouse off to work, heading out the door yourself, got to get to the office, boss, up your hole. Well, we're not going to go there. And you know how it is. So for the brief period of time that we got you, whether you're sitting at your desk or whether you're plugged in somewhere, you need to download the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, /talk, Sports Byline USA, and or the Sports Attack. We're there. Do it. Do it. That's how it is. And look, what it comes down to is for that brief period of time, you want the best. Well, Sports Byline is the best. The Sports Attack is the best. We give you the best interviews, the best insight, the best everything you could possibly hope for. So download it, all right? If you're sitting at your desk already, go to Sports Byline USA, click on the Listen Live button, and I'm right there for you, all right? Now, most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. Look, these guys and girls, each and every day, they put it on the line. They're protecting our six. They're running towards it while we're running away from it. So if you happen to be in, you know, out and about, you know, with Ron Barr. No, if you're just out and about and, you know, you see somebody in a uni, maybe they're grabbing a cup of coffee, maybe they're grabbing some lunch, whatever the circumstances are. Do me a favor. First of all, go up, thank them. All right? Because they're doing what a lot of people won't do. Second of all, if you have the opportunity, you got a little spare in the wallet, buy them a cup of coffee, buy them that lunch. All right? So let's hit the brakes right here. We're going to hit the exit ramp, and we will come back right after this brief timeout. As we go forward, you're listening to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. Please don't go anywhere.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. 4 o'clock this afternoon, baby. Franchise tags have to be applied. So that's how it is. And then they got until July to get all the negotiations worked out. But 4 o'clock, Tuesday, that's how it is. And, you know, look, there are certain guys that resent it. There are certain guys that won't sign it. Excuse me, won't sign the tag. But there are certain guys that will. And the ones that are on good relations with their teams will and recognize that they're going to get the deal worked out before July's up. You got plenty of time. Don't freak out. But you will see the ones that sign the tag that who are going to be traded. You've already seen it with Jarvis Landry. Yeah, I'm all right. Landry, the wide receiver, Jarvis Landry, who was tagged so quickly by Miami, they basically packed his bags, gave him use of a private jet, and said, get the bleep out of town. Okay? Went through it last year with Le'Veon Bell. Again, they're going to tag him. Thus far, it hasn't been contentious, but Le'Veon really can't keep his mouth shut, and you know that's a big part of the deal. But we'll get into that as we go forward. You know, the combines are done. Saquon Barkley is the second coming of O.J. Simpson and Bo Jackson and any other run of Gale Sayers. I forgot Gale Sayers. We can't leave Gale Sayers out of the mix. You know, look, it how these guys play out, how it goes, remains to be all seen. But I'll tell you something. There were some guys that really did benefit themselves. There's some guys that hurt themselves. You know, the Saquon Barkley, obviously, it made it happen. And Orlando Brown, on the other hand, did not. Some of the wide receivers ran slower than they would like to run. But with that being said, you know, some of them impressed otherwise. Look, this is all for the scouts, for the coaches, for the GMs. You know, quite honestly, unless somebody just really disappoints, like Orlando Brown, who was immediately backed up by his quarterback, and you can see why people love Baker Mayfield, teammate-wise. There is a fraternity of opinion I guess that's the best way to put it. You know, it, when you look at all the scouts, all the GMs, and if you go to the different websites and you know, there's podcasts and there's everything, you see a bunch of people who, it's almost like a Greek chorus, you know? And it's all the, well, you know, and they all fall in love with the same players, and they all get with the workout warriors, and they all read a hell of a lot into it. But in reality, nobody knows until they get in there, they do their film study. You know, measurables are one thing. Football performance is another thing. I'll give you a perfect example, right? Now, Minka Fitzpatrick from Alabama ran a 4.46. Not bad, not great. Trey Flowers from Oklahoma State ran a 4.45. Who are you going to pick? Well, you know the answer to that one. Okay, that goes for pretty much any of these guys. All right? It's literally, I don't care who it is. You know, in the bench press, it's the same deal. You know, there were some guys that just ripped it. You know, the weights are all the same for everybody. So then it comes down to who lifted best. You know, you're looking at offensive linemen doing one thing. You're looking at defensive linemen doing another thing. You're looking at defensive backs doing another thing. I mean, you know, this is how it plays out. Stats are great. Shorts and T-shirts are great. Can they play football? So it just goes into the mix. And now, right behind that, you've got all the pro days coming up. All right? So, you know, what happens with the pro days? Well, you know, it's a controlled environment. You saw where Sam Darnold didn't throw. So, okay, that's fine. Who's shown out of the quarterbacks, right? And I guess that's the relevant question. Well, according to the powers that be, they seem to have done themselves good. Number one, Allen. Number two, my boy at Oklahoma State, Mason Rudolph. And number three, the big boy out of Oklahoma. So, you know, again, there were some accuracy issues with Allen, but they seem to think that he's going to be the man going forward. He's got a cannon for an arm. I mean, look, there ain't no doubt about the ability for him to throw the football, okay? And that's all well and good. But with that being said, he still, to me, there's big questions because I'm sorry. If you can't hit the broadside of a barn, well, guess what? No. And they're now projecting him as the guy to take. And if not him, it's Baker Mayfield. I'm still taking Josh Rosen. You know, I heard people talking about Josh Rosen and the fact that, well, he wasn't as accurate as you would have liked to have seen. Yeah, but I saw how he missed, right? Now, understand something here. We talk about all the control at the combine and what they're doing. They're throwing to wide receivers, all these quarterbacks who have not played with any of these wide receivers before. Every once in a while, on a rare occasion, they'll be throwing to a guy that they were teammates with. But for the most part, no, not so much. Okay? Now, I'm watching Rosen, and he's making all the passes. But on the outs, he missed to the outside because he was anticipating. And look, for those of you who've never played before or don't know the position, right, you don't wait till the guy gets to where he's going. Doesn't work that way. You throw to the spot. And a receiver needs to get there. Okay. So it's football 101. Now, every time he missed, he didn't miss across the field. He was hitting the guys right in the numbers. Right? He didn't miss on the distance throws. He was hitting people in stride. Where he missed was on the outs. But when you look at on the outs to the sideline, what you're looking for is if you're going to miss, right? Now, he was anticipating these receivers he was throwing to being a quarter step or a half step faster than they actually were coming out of their breaks. So he threw the ball. Ball was to the outside towards the sideline. And you know what? If you're going to miss, that's where you want to miss. Why? Because if you miss to the inside, it's going pick six in the other direction. That's where cornerbacks live. That's where cornerbacks make their money. All right? So I'm watching him miss, and I'm listening to some of these so-called experts going off on this. I'm like, whoa, what are you watching? Well, we won't be watching it, but we're listening to a commercial right now. We're going to tune it in. Don't go anywhere. I got more to say on the subject matter right after this brief timeout. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Down two scores here early in the second quarter. We'll send two receivers out to the right. Sony Michel in the backfield. We bring Hardman in motion. Hand it off to Sony. He's got a gap at right tackle. Sony quickly, 35-40, 45-50, 45-40, in Oklahoma territory. Dogs offense trying to go to work here to tighten up a 31-17 score. Oklahoma in front by two touchdowns over the Dogs. Fromm under center will stretch handoff to Chubb. Chubb at right tackle. Breaks one sack. Breaks another one. Now he's in the open. 40, 30, near sideline. Chubb. Touchdown!
Now more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Black. You're not. Get over it. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. So I'm talking quarterbacks at the combine, okay? And look, I've been wrong my share of times on who's coming out, who I like, who I don't like, who I thought was going to make it. I also have been right a lot of times. Like I said, Jameis Winston, keep him. Marcus Mariota, keep him. There's still time for them, and they're okay players. They're not great players. I don't think they're franchise lifters. There's guys in this particular class that I think can do it. I think Josh Rosen is one of them. I think Baker Mayfield's another one. I think Mason Rudolph is another one. I also think Jackson is one. Where I'm not so sure is Josh Allen, and where I'm not so sure is Sam Darnold. And I'm becoming less and less sure of Sam Darnold as we're going forward. I was talking about accuracy before we went to the break. I looked at Josh Allen. He's not accurate. He's just not accurate. And I don't know if they can fix that mechanically. They said it improved a little bit during the combine. I didn't see it. He throws the ball at one speed, effing hard, which is good. I mean, he's got a big arm. But you do need some level of touch in the National Football League. Somebody's going to take him. And he may end up figuring it out. I mean, I get why you would take the risk on him because of the cannon arm. There's throws. He makes throws that literally maybe there's five quarterbacks on the planet that can make them. That's how great this guy's arm is. So somebody's going to fall in love with it, drool over it, draft him, and hope to God they got the right guy, because if he can't hit the receivers, it don't matter where he throws the football. It's going to end up either in the stands or going into the hands of a defensive back who probably won't catch it because he'll throw it too hard. But you know, it's going to be one of those, God, I wish I'd drafted the other guy situations. But we'll see. Okay? That being said, Mason Rudolph upped his game big time. He played out of a spread at Oklahoma State. They were real concerned about the footwork, the drop back, everything else. They said he looked like he'd played in an NFL style his whole life. He's going to go way up the board. And if somebody is looking, because it's still going to be the top three guys, it's going to be Darnold, top four guys. It's going to be Darnold, Rosen, Mayfield, and Allen. They're going to go, that's going to be the first four. But if you're looking for a quarterback and all of a sudden you're in the teens, like the Cardinals, or maybe even the early 20s, you might be able to get your guy right there. And I'm telling you, he's going to play in the National Football League and play well. He's got a terrific arm. He knows what he's doing back there. He's accurate as hell. The big question on him is system and footwork. And he took care of footwork. So that's all good. Back to Rosen, however. People are scared of him. Executives are scared of him. You know why? Because he's smarter than most of them. He's opinionated. He speaks his mind. I don't agree with a lot of his opinions, but I also agree with a pretty good chunk of them. When he talks about collegiate athletes and what he's doing and how they should be compensated and how they're being taken advantage of, I got an issue. I agree with him 100%. NCAA and the colleges and the scouts and the pros and everything, they just don't want him to say it. They want him to be a good little robot, come in and make your millions and shut up. You could be the next face of Papa John's. Well, maybe not. Or whoever. But I heard his interviews. He did interviews with multiple media outlets. He's a smart kid. And oh, by the way, that doesn't suck if you're a quarterback. Having a brain between your ears, learning the playbook. Hello? But, you know, some people are threatened by intelligence. And that goes for football outfits, too. You know, you got some of these executives and coaches that think they invented air. And you get some kid that comes in there with a brain and they can't handle it. Jackson did pretty good. His footwork improved during the week. Lamar, what a unique skill set. What a unique skill set he is. Man, if Buffalo doesn't end up moving up, which they may have somebody targeted, and again, top of the draft, I've said it before, I've said it again, I'll beat it like a dead horse. If Cleveland starts to get cute and they draft Saquon Barkley, which we'll get to in just a little bit, and they lose their quarterback because of it, Giants are going to trade out with Buffalo, get the two first-round picks, and then whatever else they can get. Buffalo's going to slot up, get their guy, just like that. But if it doesn't go down that way, if Cleveland drafts their quarterback, be it Mayfield or Allen, and it's going to be one of the two, Giants will take Barkley, and then everybody else will be moving around trying to get position. Okay? If for some reason Buffalo can't pull off a trade, look for Mason Rudolph to go with one of those picks at 21 or 22. Because he helped himself a whole lot. Well, Lamar Jackson did the same thing. Now, if you're the Buffalo coaching staff, you have a lesser version of Jackson in Tyrod Taylor. And Tyrod Taylor does not turn the ball over. He doesn't make big plays, but he doesn't turn the ball over. Jackson's just a better athlete. But Tyrod Taylor's 28 years old, and you know exactly what you get. Now, should Buffalo decide not to go Rudolph there, I could definitely see them investing one of the two picks in Lamar Jackson. Roll the dice. Just one of the two. You know, go for the sure thing on one of them. Roll the dice on the second one with Jackson. And bring back Tyrod Taylor to mentor him. And that's the direction you go in. And it'll work. Because I'm telling you that kid's going to play quarterback in the National Football League. He is going to. You know, I love the Michael Vick comparisons. Which, again, you know, when you can't, when you don't know any, I don't want to say you don't know anything, but when you don't know much about the sport you're covering, or you're too freaking lazy to do what you're supposed to do and do some research and figure out what the bleep is going on, that's where you make lazy comparisons. You know, so I don't know what to say about this kid because I haven't looked at any film. You know, and this is what I've heard. And I know he won the Heisman, but, you know, I know he can't pass and he shouldn't play quarterback. No, you don't. You don't know crap. So you hear the Michael Vick comparisons. Michael Vick was 5'10 on a good day and barely 200 pounds. Lamar Jackson's almost 6'2", and he goes about 215, and he's going to go about 220 or 225 by the time he hits the pros. It ain't even close. He's a better runner than Vick was. He's got more arm than Vick. The accuracy is about the same. And they could both throw on the run. That's it. Nobody ever confused Michael Vick with a Heisman Trophy winner. Vick had a short, flare-out career. Well, I mean, the career itself, year-wise, was long. But as far as his success level in the NFL, it was a flare-out career. He was a shooting star for a while. And that was it. Jackson's going to be better than him. A lot better than him. Count on it. All right, so, you know, quarterback-wise, and back to Rosen and the misses. I told you I'd come full circle. By the way, oh, woof. I'm looking at the wedding pictures from Sterling Shepard. Oh, my God. There's enough great-looking women there. I don't even want to go down that road. I'm looking at Josh Rosen, right? And like I said, I'm watching him throw and where he missed. And again, missed to the outside, baby. The guy knows how to play an NFL game. You know, nobody throws 100% of their passes. It doesn't work that way. Not even in the combine workouts, because you're throwing to unfamiliar receivers. Pro day is a completely different animal. You got all your buddies there from college. If you have one miss or two, That's extreme. Out of the 40 balls you'll throw, or 60 balls. Teddy Bridgewater had about a half a dozen. It dropped him down into the 20s. So, you know, you got to keep it in perspective. I think Darnold was stupid to not throw. You know, he ran and he jumped. BFD. And his pro day is right around the corner. So, all right, we'll see. There were a number of executives who were at the combine who were not thrilled with Sam Darnold. And for all the prognosticators, all the Mel Kuypers, all the Todd McShays, and all the other ones who are saying he's the guy, he's the real deal. Yeah, I don't think so at all. Because he's got the same problem that Allen has. He's not overly accurate at times. Sometimes he's laser sharp. But sometimes not so much. And he had that stretch of play last year where, I mean, he went four games without throwing a touchdown pass. NFL quarterbacks can't get away with that. You're out of a job. Or at the very least, your coach is out of a job. And ain't too happy about it, that at all. Well, we're coming up on the exit ramp here, at least for this segment. So let's tap on the brakes, sell some stuff. I need to get paid, and I'm going to use the restroom. While we're, you know, it's a rest stop, so what are you going to do? All right, we'll be back right after this short timeout. I'm Black, you're not. Don't go.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. Black, you, Phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Talking quarterbacks, people have fallen in love with Baker Mayfield, rightfully so. I have no issue with that whatsoever. Like I said, the only problem I have with him is the rah-rah crap that goes on. His players love him. They love him. And, okay. All right. So we'll find out. He's going to go high. I don't know if he's going to go number one overall. He talks the talk, and he backs it up. So, you know, we'll see. Bucky Brooks' take on it on the NFL. I know he's a scout. He's a former scout, former player. I just don't agree, you know, with his assessment on the quarterbacks. I just don't. You know, it was some stuff that happened during the course. Maurice Hurst, who many people and most people had ranked as the number one defensive tackle in the draft, was diagnosed with a heart condition. And a kid, Price, out of Ohio State. He tore his pec, partial tear in his pec. It's going to drop him. It's going to take him out of the first round because they're going to lose a year on him. They can't afford to invest first-round money on him. He'll go in a second, but he's going to be out 4 months. And that's if he doesn't have the surgery. He has the surgery. It's going to be longer. You know, again, Brooks's winners. Josh Allen, he has a winner. He talked about how he was on point in short and intermediate tosses. I wasn't. I didn't see it. We weren't watching the same thing. Cannon arm. People are going to fall in love with him, and I get it. We'll see. When there's linemen in his face, and, you know, even in the individual, and understand this, even in the individual stuff at the Senior Bowl, okay, he was inaccurate. When there was any presence of linemen in his grill, even on the don't touch me days when he was redshirt, the ball's not there. He had Antonio Callaway as a winner. And he's a guy off the field issues. He could be the best receiver in the draft. But the question is, once he gets the paycheck, what happens? Does the head go right back up the ass? Which is a distinct possibility. Mike Gesicki, same deal. You know, he's a big tight end, catches the ball. He's got explosiveness, the whole nine yards. And he's got Josh Rosen as a loser. I didn't see it. And he used the struggling with accuracy and ball placement in his drills. No. On the out routes. But again, you're not watching, you know, sorry. It's because of the wide receivers and the fact that he is not used to throwing with those guys. That's nothing that 2 weeks of practice doesn't fix. All right? You know, again, he's got Lamar Jackson as loser. No. Completely disagree. He didn't run. Everybody knows how fast he can run. He didn't jump. Everybody knows how fast he can jump. All he did was throw. And Bucky Brooks is saying, well, without a strong athletic performance to offset his passing, watch some freaking film. Okay? Good Lord. I just look at that and it's like, you know, come on. I don't know. Now, two storylines that came out of the combine. Shaquem Griffin, who, if you're not familiar with this kid, first of all, he go get endorsements like you can't believe. Okay? But with that being said, the man can play football, all right? He's a linebacker, played at University of Central Florida. Oh, by the way, he has one hand. Yeah, you heard me. One hand. All right? This kid can play. He's got a prosthetic, so it's not like he's playing without it. But they're worried about how he can wrap up. And no, I get it. I get it. Okay? This kid moves. He's going to be in the hole before. I mean, look, I don't envy the scouts in this situation. I don't envy the general managers in this situation. But I got to tell you something. What I watched, and I'm not just talking 40-yard dash, he can play football. And if you pass on him, you need a linebacker, and you passed on him, man, whoa, woof. No joke. That no joke. You are going to regret that. And again, nobody's going to risk a first. Unless you're Buffalo. See, again, depending on what direction they decide to go in, they could roll the dice in the 20s on this kid and maybe get one of the best linebackers to come down the pike in a long, long time. This guy, just getting drafted, is going to be a huge story. But he moved from free agency, because somebody was going to bring him in just on the storyline, to a later round guy, to a middle round guy, to somebody who now could get drafted in the first round. Now, I heard again the comment that, well, nobody's going to take the risk because of the hand. Well, I'll give you a name that you need to remember when it comes to not wanting to take a risk on this kid because of the fact that he has one hand missing. Different sport. Jim Abbott. Guy pitched a no-hitter, fielded his position, took at bats, by the way, when he was in the National League. Finished fifth in the Cy Young one year. Was he Cy Young? No. Was he a very good pitcher? Yeah. For the period of time he was in the league? Yeah, he was. But this kid has the potential to be something brilliant. And like I said, he lit up social media. People in football, people outside of football. Shaquille O'Neal commented on it. Ryan Shazier commented on it. No joke. I mean, this kid just blew it up. And the storyline itself is just brilliant. Yeah, so you can't, you can't get away from this. Now, in Bucky's evaluations here, he inexplicably left off Brown. And I'm just blown away by that. To give you what you need to know, in the 40, Roger Goodell ran faster than Orlando Brown. All right? He ran a 5.41 in the 40 in tennis shoes and his tie and his jacket. He's also 100 years old. No, he ain't that old. But Orlando did not do good. I mean, quite honestly, he put himself into the second round easily. Now, again, Baker Mayfield sticking up for the guy big time, and you can see why the teammates love him. Look, the guy's 6'8", 360 pounds. He's got super long arms, which does not lend itself to weightlifting. But he only did 14 reps. He did 5.85 in the 40, 19.5-inch vertical jump, 6.10 broad jump. You know, most of the linemen They run 25 as far as the reps. Average 28.4 in the vertical. He was 19.5. 5.24 in the 40. 5.85. Right, this is bad. This is bad. I mean, the only one worse than him, since they've been keeping records with the combine since back in 2000, Marcell Jones, he was a seventh round pick of the Saints, never played. Now, he's going to get drafted. He's got to make up some time. You know, he's got to get better on the pro day. Again, this is where you take the opposite end of the spectrum, as I told you. Showing up in T-shirts and shorts isn't playing football. People fall in love with the workout warriors. They also over-criticize guys who didn't. Baker Mayfield said, yeah, you can look at his film and see that he gave up no sacks last year, which is 100% accurate. He's going to have to show it on his pro day. Now, again, measuring is one thing. Playing is another. All right? So it could be one of these deals where he doesn't do the workouts to the point where he's out of the first round. Or it goes in the other direction and somebody gets a hell of a bargain. And it goes that way, which entirely possible. You know, it is possible. But he didn't do himself any good. And, you know, unfortunately, or fortunately for him, actually, you get two swings before you get a miss. So he's got the pro day coming. Is it going to help him? I don't know. He can't do much worse than what he did. And, you know, his quarterback has his back, which is fine. But this was not a good day. Not a good day for the Big O. And, you know, again, maybe he drops out of the first round if he has a bad, pro day as well. You know, he'll drop out of the first round, but he ain't going to drop out of the second round. So maybe you end up with somebody that, you know, ends up being able to pull the freight. And if that's the case, well, home run daddy. If not, you know, you wasted a second round pick. But unless something spectacular happens on his pro day, I don't see it. Let's head for the exit right now. When we come back, we'll wrap up this hour of the attack. I am Black. You are not. Please do not go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. Black. Phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. Roberto, keeping it on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks. Now, interesting storyline here. The Texans are not going to sign anyone, allegedly, actively avoiding signing any players who protested during the national anthem over the last 2 years. Now, we're talking from two NFL agents who spoke to the Houston Chronicle this week on the condition of anonymity, which is usually what agents do. They're not interested in free agents who knelt. Texans are denying it and denying it categorically. They said, Amy Palsik said in a statement, the Texas ownership, coaching personnel and executive staff sign and hire employees based on talent, character, and fit within our organization. However, Bob McNair made his comment about inmates running the asylum, except that's not what he said. He said inmates running the prison. He didn't say asylum. Difference. Significant difference, by the way. He did apologize. DeAndre Hopkins found an excuse to miss practice. And every player on the team knelt during the national anthem. You know, this is going to spill into next year, and that's the way it is. But it was an interesting story because they're not going to cut off their nose to spite their face. I'm kind of siding with what the team said here. That's it for this hour. Hope you enjoyed it. When we come back, more fun and frivolity here on the other side. I'm Black, and you are not. Please don't go anywhere.